So I shared in the past that a friend of mine had, whose son had the COVID shots, had a couple of strokes after, young son had a couple of strokes after having had the COVID shots. And this guy was fit, healthy, went to the gym, very, very health conscious.
Of course, the two are not related. Young people have strokes all the time.
Oh my gosh, Chris, you always are so good at pointing out the obvious, aren't you? Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I shouldn't laugh about it because, I mean, I do want to say that he's doing better. He's recovering, but his doctor has refused to acknowledge the correlation between the two. Really? Really? Seriously? Well, so I'm going to talk in this segment about, and I get a lot of my information from the Children's Health, Children's Health Defense Foundation, and that is an organization started by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'll start with this particular article, which infuriated me when I saw it yesterday, and I have said that I question why, I'll just say, I'm just one girl with an opinion and a microphone, so I'm not a healthcare professional, nor do I play one on the radio. However, I do a lot of reading, and I have talked to a lot of people, physicians and nurses and healthcare professionals, as well as the victims of those who have had the COVID shot and have had some sort of horrible reaction or injury to the COVID shot, and many of whom have pressed the big pharma companies and, give up on the federal government. They're never going to acknowledge any culpability. But also the healthcare providers are acknowledging, reluctantly that, yes, indeed, these injuries were caused by the COVID shot. So I saw this headline just yesterday. Forced to get vaccine to remain on lung transplant list, 49-year-old who survived COVID, he already had the COVID virus, dies after second Moderna shot. He was on a lung transplant list, did not want to get the COVID shot for what I would consider to be obvious reasons, but was forced to in order to have a chance at getting a lung transplant. And guess what? He died as a result of it.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of medical groups will force you to get vaccinated if you're waiting for a lung, a liver, a kidney, whatever. You want an organ transplant? You must. Again, it's another way of controlling people. You must bow down and get this shot, or else we're not going to give you a transplant that saves your life.
Yeah, and the thing is that I have long argued, or I have been reading about this and listening to healthcare professionals, and I'm talking MDs, and you have to, you do have to go on, the internet that Al Gore invented to find out this information. But I have long suspected that those who have pre-existing conditions, those who have a weakened immune system, are going to have an adverse reaction in many cases to the COVID shots, because the COVID shots, the way that they're designed, the spike proteins attack your autoimmune system. So why would the government, and I ask this with all seriousness, why would the government be pushing this on people with weakened immune systems, knowing that it could potentially harm them? And also, I have read studies that show that those who have already recovered from COVID might potentially be at greater risk for injury from the COVID shots. And in this case, this could be the combined fact that this gentleman, this 49-year-old man from Texas who had recovered from COVID, also had, obviously, had weakened a weakened immune system, or he had a problem with his existing lungs that caused him to have an adverse effect from the COVID shots. And his wife is speaking out about this, and is, I can imagine she's obviously very grieved about it, but also infuriated, because she tried to push for her physicians to, or his physicians to say, no, he shouldn't have these COVID shots in his weakened, in his weakened state. And, but, you know, naturally the mantra, the narrative, one size fits all. Let's not look at people as individuals. Let's not look at their individual health situation. Let's not treat people as if they are, you know, as if they are unique human beings. We're just going to slam through as many COVID shots as possible. And why? Why would you, why you ask, why is that? Well, I would hypothesize, and, you know, I've said this before, this is about money. This is about big pharma making as much money, billions of dollars as possible off of, you know, let's face it, the American taxpayer. It's not like there's a big old money tree in Washington that is funding all of these free COVID shots. This is taxpayer money is funding this. You know, if big pharma was so altruistic and the executives and the stockholders with shareholders of big pharma were so concerned about saving humanity and public health, maybe they would donate all of the COVID shots. But no, they're making billions. So just keep that in mind. Whenever you see an ad, whenever you hear a talking head from Washington, whenever you hear one of the shills from the mainstream media saying, get your COVID shot, get your 18th COVID booster, too bad that you're now permanently damaged in some way as a result. This is all about profit. And then, of course, and I don't want to say it's secondary to profit, because I think it stands right alongside profit, is this is about control. This is about controlling the American people. Hey, that took a lot more time than I thought it would.
Well, you know what Big Pharma's big dream is? That there continue to be different variants.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like each year.
Rubbing their hands together. Ooh, more money.
We re-engineer money. Our booster, and it's going to be like a flu shot.
Right.
Each year there's new COVID out there, and each year we're going to ring up the government for even more money to get new boosters.
So let's just remember this. Simultaneously trying to sell the third and fourth shots, aka the boosters, to people who took the first two or three, while trying to still sell the first one as highly effective to those of us who have said no, is a really bold strategy. I say it's kind of foolish, and it's not going to work on me. I hope it doesn't work on you either. 620. We'll be right back, or I'll be right back with Justin Lowe and the weather forecast right after this on WSAU.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date.